Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radick.
The Guardians are down to their final strike. Schneeman rolls it down to first. Torkelson will play it himself. And the Detroit Tigers are on to the American League Division Series.
They find a way to do it once again on the road. They did it in Houston last year, and now they do it in Cleveland. A.J. Hinch, look at him, finding a way to put the right guys in at the right time.
First pitch swinging from the inning to center. Pete Troll Armstrong on a three-hit day makes the catch. The Chicago Cubs are going to head up 94. They move on to Milwaukee and the National League Division Series.
Over at Yankee Stadium, the glee is going to be immeasurable. The 0-1. Swing and a pop down the left field line. Looking for McMahon. He's got room. He's there. And the Yankees have won it. They win this wild card round and eliminate the Boston Red Sox. The final score, 4-0. New York is on to Toronto. And that is a three-time losing streak to the Boston Red Sox in a postseason. Clay Frank, what a good one. What a good one. And Cam Schlittler. Boy, he has written his name in concrete in Yankee history.
There you have it. Boom, boom, boom. There you have all the final calls. Tigers win. Cubs win. Yankees win. Elimination Thursday. Eliminated? Well, that would have been the Guardians, Padres, and Red Sox. But the teams have moved on. Boy, man, they're going to remember those calls for a long, long time. A lot of excitement. A lot of things to talk about. So what do we have now? Well, okay, let me set the scene for you because, you know, we're moving on. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, and we're going right through October into November, into December, into the next 12 months, whatever it is. We don't stop. We reflect. We don't stop. So we have Dodgers at Phillies, Cubs at Brewers, Tigers at Seattle, Yankees at Toronto, and we'll talk about all those in the coming days, in the coming week, whatever it is. Plenty to talk to. There's great matchups, great storylines, plenty of guys who've already been on the Baseballs and Boring podcast, plenty of interviews to be had. We're going to keep them coming. So, as you know, do this podcast pretty much every day, and it's really always about interviewing someone. It's a lot. It's a lot, right? I say this to people, so they talk about, oh, how much do you podcast? And I said, well, almost every day. Well, it is every day. How do you do it? Well, we always have interviews. You do interviews every single day? Yeah, it's a lot. But I feel like I owe the interviews and the conversations to the Baseball Isn't Boring family. We've committed to do this, or I committed to do it, and I think that we have come through and we're going to continue to come through. Today's podcast is, however, going to be a little bit different. Since I was boots on the ground at Yankee Stadium, and this was such a momentous day, I want to give you what happened, what was what when it came to all the happenings, and also what I saw, who I talked to after these games, after specifically the game that I was at, the Red Sox Yankees. So I did get some of the voices emanating from the clubhouses. For instance, one of the quotes, I couldn't believe when I heard this, Aaron Boone, after his win over the Red Sox. I mean, this was something that shouldn't be lost. This is a quick quote, quick soundbite, but this is something I was there for. Here's Aaron Boone talking about the win.
Honestly, going into the night, for me personally, like, it felt like as pressure-packed game as I've ever been in. As a player, manager, that's World Series games, that's clinching to go to the World Series game, you know, just because it's like, man, the context in my brain of like what I think our team is, a great opponent, a storied opponent, here down one, boys answered the bell and played great baseball these last couple days.
All right, I got that. There's other sound. I will also offer up what I thought was the best stuff from what was a losing clubhouse. Friend of the podcast, Garrett Crochet, relaying his disappointment after the Red Sox win. But we'll get to that in a bit, okay? For this podcast, I do want to respect the moment. We have to give the what's what when it comes to at least some of the takeaways. When it comes to the most exciting day, this was the most exciting day of the 2025 baseball season to date. That's a fact. It's science. So to me, topping the list, the conversation is another guy we've had on the podcast, and that's Cam Schlittler, the Yankee starter. History was made. He made history. No pitcher in the postseason had an outing like he did. 8 shutout innings, 12 strikeouts, rookie. A star was born. Let's be honest. A star was born, in case you didn't know who he was. For no other reason, because he did this on the biggest stage in elimination, a star was born. And we were there when he was talking just moments after this momentous outing. But before we get to Cam, and eventually I'll give you Crochet as well, the disappointing stuff from the Red Sox clubhouse. Not the disappointing stuff, but the disappointed Crochet in the Red Sox clubhouse. I do want to touch base when it comes to the other key takeaways from the 3 games that we're talking about. So just bear with me while I gab a little bit about these winner-take-all events, because I broke all down a lot of it. I talked to some people, tried to digest as much as I could when it came to these games. I couldn't be everywhere all at once, but I felt like, you know, the fans who follow this podcast who are in the cities, you know, you're talking about Chicago, you're talking about San Diego, you're talking about Cleveland, talking about Detroit, we're talking about, you know, obviously Boston and New York. You know, they want to get a piece of the pie when it comes to the conversation, this podcast, and I get it, you should, because we can't call it one of the most memorable days without reminiscing a little bit about why these are so memorable. All right, so as I said, I do want to take a deep dive into the man of the hour, Cam Schlittler. But we're going to first go through some of these games. And the Cubs and the Brewers is the first one. I'm sorry, not the Cubs and the Brewers. The Cubs are going to play the Brewers, which, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but I looked at a map and they're 90 miles apart. I don't know if you know this, but Craig Counsell also used to manage in Milwaukee, and now he's going back as the Cubs manager. Some good, really good storylines, really good storylines. But first, the Cubs beat the Padres. I feel a little bit bad for the Padres. I'm like, look at the Padres. I look at the moves that they made. I mean, they made 5 trades involving 22 players at the deadline. AJ Preller, I always hold them up and say, that's what you want to do. You want to go for it. And also hold up AJ and say, listen, you know, you're making these moves. You're trading these prospects. You're still in it every year. But still, like, it's like you just aren't able to get over the hump. They weren't able to get past the Dodgers last year. And then you get into this best of 3 series against the Cubs, and you aren't able to do it once again. And in this one, you know, when the Cubs won this game, it's really amazing because looking at the numbers, the Cubs scored 6 total runs in the entire series. They had 35 strikeouts and 3 walks. That's nuts. But you know what? They won. They won. They bobbed and weaved their way through this thing. Jameson Taillon, another guy, another friend of the program, he started. He did all that he needed to do. 4 innings, 2 hits, no runs. Good for Jameson, man. Good for him. Like, he's part of the solution, not part of the problem. Speaking of solutions, you have this great defense up the middle off some of the Cubs, Dansby Swanson, Nico Hoerner. You have, you know, Seiya Suzuki playing really, really well with a ton of confidence. Matt Spiegel, our guy in Chicago, raving about this. All this this dynamic with the Cubs, and he obviously has come on the podcast and steered us in the right direction when it comes to exactly what this team's all about. And then you have PCA, you have Pete Crow Armstrong. What a unique player. And, you know, we talk about Cam Schlittler, and we talk about how he might be this star in the making, and this guy, all of a sudden, everyone's going to know his name, and the postseason is going to make him a legend. Well, Pete Crow Armstrong kind of feels that way, too. And a lot of people say, if you talked about this early in the season, yeah, it's like, no whoop. He's one of the best players in the majors. But then he took the turn for the worse, really slumped in the last couple months. And even in the first 2 games of the series, it's kind of crazy. I mean, he was 0 for 6 with 5 strikeouts. But he was we can't forget, he was the first player in Cubs history to ever turn in a season with at least 30 homers, 30 doubles, and 30 steals. That's how good he was, or that's how good he is. So when he goes 0 for 6 versus 5 strikeouts, which is it? Is it going to be in game 3? Is it going to be the guy who slumped for the last couple months? Is it going to be the guy who had the tough first couple games? Or is it going to be the guy that, boom, 30 homers, 30 doubles, 30 steals? Well, sure enough, Pete Crow Armstrong did it all in game 3. 3 hits. First time, by the way, since August 15th, he had 3 hits. Outstanding defense, which he always does. And became a star once again at the most important time. I am fascinated when the postseason's all said and done about guys who say, get on my back. And we've talked a lot about pitchers doing it. But on this game, Pete Crow Armstrong did it. Absolutely. And speaking of pitchers, how about the Cubs? The Cubs, they're starters for the series, for the 3 games against the Padres. They only went 9 1/3 innings, but they only gave up 2 runs. The bullpen, 17 2/3 innings, 3 runs, 7 inherited runners, none of them scored. None. And so when we talk about Cubs, what they're going to do, are they good enough to advance past the Brewers? That bullpen, that's a huge feather in their cap, which everyone thought there was no feather to be had when it comes to that bullpen and those relievers, but it was. Everyone was focused so much on the Padres' bullpen, and rightfully so. The Padres did the same thing, man. Like, starters only threw 9 2/3 innings, but we knew that with the Padres. They were going to run out that bullpen, and they did. 15 1/3 innings, 20 strikeouts, 2 walks, and only gave up 2 runs. Remember, I mean, just said it. The Cubs only scored 6 runs the entire series. But the problem was the Padres only scored 5 runs. And that was the problem with the Padres. We scream and yell about how you got to put the ball in play. That's the most important thing. But you got to have a little punch, and they just didn't have the punch. They didn't have the punch from Tatis Jr. They didn't have the punch enough from Machado. I mean, that was the thing that sort of doomed the Padres. The relievers came through. For the most part, their pitching came through. But you can't score 5 total runs in 3 games and expect to win. All right. Well, sorry, San Diego fans. I still love your team. I still love your team. And I actually love the Chicago Cubs, too. Love them. All right. Next up, well, let's talk about the Detroit Tigers. I saw the Tigers firsthand last week. And it kind of felt like, yeah, they were okay. They were riding the ship. They were trying to put that historic collapse in the rear view. The historic collapse, of course, was blowing a 15.5 game lead on July 5th before finally making the playoffs in the last day of the season. But still, you know, but still, you didn't know what to make of the Tigers. Well, I don't know if you know this. Science would suggest they just beat Cleveland, and they are advancing. Do they have a chance? All of a sudden, are we going to look back and say, well, that was just an aberration, what they did for the last 2 months? I don't know. Maybe. I do know that they advance. You can say what you want about that. You can say, oh, well, you went against a Guardians team that didn't hit at all. They can't hit at all. Well, they did. I mean, and you know what? Tigers beat Cleveland relievers. Cleveland relievers, a good group, went 14 innings and gave up 5 runs and had 8 walks. Whatever the Tigers did to that bullpen, that was a difference maker. Absolutely. And then, of course, with the Tigers, all you want to do is you want to say, who do you have besides Skubal? How are you going to do this after Skubal pitch? We all know Skubal's going to be awesome, and he was awesome in that game one. Well, Jack Flaherty was that guy, much like he was for the Dodgers last year. This time around, game three, 4 2/3 innings, they only give up 1 run. That's all they needed. Tigers relievers, you know, not great, but again, the starters are good enough. I can go on a rant about the starters. Oh, my goodness. I can go on a rant about starters. And we did it the other day. But if you have starters, it protects the bullpen. I just don't think it's sustainable just to keep running out relievers and relievers and relievers. You got to find the starters to protect the relievers. The Tigers, by the way, they struck out 33 times. 33 times. 13 walks. Guardians, 24 times. 9 walks. The takeaway for all this, not a lot of offense in these games. Pitching's dominating. But as we go back to it, the Tigers did just enough against that Cleveland bullpen. And the biggest hit, not even question, the Tigers hit 1 home run the whole series. And the biggest hit, not even a question, was Dylan Dingler's go-ahead home run in the 6th, and then they added 4 more in the 7th. All right, because I know you love calls. I know you love sound. Here you go. Here's the call on Dylan Dingler's home run.
The 1-1. High fly ball, left center field. Deep. Kwan back, looking up. Gone! Dylan Dingler! Tigers take a 2-1 lead in the 6th.
All right, who doesn't like a good home run call? Usually we do them at the beginning of podcasts, but in this case, do it right in the smack dab in the middle. All right, the game that I was at, Yankees, all they needed was a 4-run. 1 4-run inning. Red Sox kind of came unglued. Conley Early, the two rookie starters going up against each other. Conley Early did okay for himself. He did okay. Was sort of victimized by some poor defense and then some well-placed hits. And 4 runs later, it's 4-0. And the problem for him was that, you know, the guy he was going against was the aforementioned Cam Schlittler. So before we get to Cam, let's just look at the Yankee starters. All of a sudden, I'm looking at the Yankees a little bit different. Yankee starters in this series, 20 1/3 innings. I mean, keep in mind, I'm just rattling off all the starters for these other series. Not even close to this innings total. 20 1/3 innings, giving up just 3 runs, 24 strikeouts, 6 walks. That would be Max Fried, Carlos Rondon, Cam Schlittler. To me, all of a sudden, we should be looking at the Yankees in a different light because of those three guys. Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about Schlittler. Remember, he was on the podcast. He told us he was the guy who put Christmas trees on top of cars in high school. He was the guy who threw in high 80s for Northeastern University. Went from there to all of a sudden blowing away the Red Sox with a flurry of 100-mile-an-hour well-placed heaters. That would have been in game 3. What he suddenly represents is perhaps the biggest difference maker in this postseason. The biggest difference maker in the postseason, not even a question. The Yankees can now pitch with anybody, and they can also, by the way, field the baseball, which they didn't last year, remember? Then they started playing Yankee baseball. Well, Yankees baseball is a little bit different this time around. They can field the baseball, which, by the way, the Red Sox couldn't field the baseball, and that's why they lost. One of the reasons why they lost. They couldn't hit either. But listen to the spring in Aaron Boone's step when talking about Cam Schlittler after this game.
Did you know strike one, strike two to Duran that he was on? Was there a certain pitch you said to yourself, he's got it tonight?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, that's how I feel most nights with him since he's come up. Like, I feel like he's capable of going out and dominating because he is such a good strike thrower with his stuff. I thought Duran threw a really good at bat on him to start off the game. You know, he got some good swings off, what, 6-7 pitch at bat. It was a really competitive at bat, but so I don't know if it's told me he's on tonight or not, because I've frankly felt that most nights he's taken the ball for us.
And you mentioned a conversation with him yesterday. What did he say during that conversation that made you feel like that?
I'm not going to reveal anything, but he was ready for today.
So, since he is the man of the moment, it feels only fitting that we give you the pitcher himself, what he said immediately after the start of a lifetime. We always like hearing from Cam. We did before, and we do now. All right, here's Cam after the game.
In this game, did you feel fully in control and unstoppable?
Yeah, I think honestly before the game started, just with the bullpen I had out there, I'm just very in control of all my pitches and being able to mix that. So, I think once I got past the first, second inning, I was able to really get in a rhythm.
When you were walking off the mound, the seventh inning, then the eighth inning, your head down into the roar of the stadium, what are you saying to yourself?
Nothing really, just again, like, keep my head down, just making sure I'm locked in and not getting too over aggressive with the emotions.
Okay, Dave here on the left.
Cam, as a Boston kid, do you even realize what you've done so far? 8 scoreless innings, 12 strikeouts as a Yankee against the Red Sox. Has it even sunk in with you yet?
No, not really. Again, I mean, I'm just happy we won the game, but again, able to go out there and then give Bednar a shot to close it down.
Next question. Go back there to Anthony.
Cam, for whatever this is worth, on social media, as your outing was going on, there were several posts that you had never struck out double digits in a start in a game, maybe ever. Is that true? And how close did you get, and how does a guy who throws 100 not do it?
Yeah, I mean, that's something I did in college, but you know, in my professional career, it's not something I was able to get over that hump. I get 9 a lot. You know, I didn't always throw 100, so once I got up here, that's something I, you know, I was able to, you know, make an adjustment on. So and even here, I couldn't get to 10. So obviously, that's not the goal, is getting the most strikeouts, but you know, it's a good feeling being able to go out there and dominate a lineup.
Okay, you're gonna go to Ron in the front row here.
In the circumstances, first postseason start pitching against the team from the area you grew up on, do you say or think certain things ahead of time and as you walk out there to keep your emotions under control, or has being a pro long enough, it's routine to be able to do that?
Yeah, I think it's obviously a mix of both. You know, I got really good sleep last night. I wasn't, you know, too worried about it, but you know, I woke up and I was locked in, so I knew exactly what I needed to do and go out there, especially against my hometown team. So, as I told Andy yesterday, I wasn't going to let him beat me. So, I was just overconfident in that fact, but you know, making sure I wasn't getting too carried away with it.
How do you lock yourself in?
I don't know. I think I always have a good composure, and that's something I've been able to handle really well at the big league level. So, for me, it's just kind of sticking to my routine and not to thinking too much between each inning.
And Andy is Pettit?
Yes.
Okay. Here on the left, Jay.
Yeah. Had you ever gone this deep in a professional game, and was there a point when you felt like, wow, he's sticking with me, or did it all just feel very natural at that point just because your pitch count was in order and the score was what it was?
Yeah, I don't think I've gone 8. You know, and the minors are really good about managing workload, and you kind of keep hover around that 95 pitch mark, so... Again, also, you know, up here at the big league level, I think I went, you know, 6 or 7 innings once, or 7 innings the other day. So, again, just, I thought I was done after the 7th. So, for him to, you know, give me the, you know, confidence, go back there and get out the 8th was a great feeling.
You go far right.
What'd you think of the, play McMahon made where he flipped over into the dugout?
Yeah, that was amazing. Again, I was just hoping he wasn't hurt, so everyone running over there to, you know, check on him. So it was a great feeling. I think, you know, again, obviously the momentum was on our side, and he just kind of, you know, kept it going.
Can you remember ever having anyone make that play in any game that you pitched at any level?
I think he made that play, honestly, like a month ago. I think he's made that play at least 2 times since I've been up here, so that's like routine for him.
I'm going to go to Tara here in the middle.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
Fast, friendly, clean.
I know you said you might have blacked out a little, but can you remember kind of coming off after the eighth? And I think they showed on TV, you know, Aaron Booney telling you you were done. And anything you heard or felt along that going into the dugout, anything you could hear from anybody saying or what that moment felt like?
Yeah, I mean, again, couldn't really hear anything going on. But, you know, they were all pumped up and excited for me. And that's just a great feeling, obviously, being a rookie. So they make me feel really comfortable here. And, again, to go give them eight strong is a great feeling.
Okay, we're going to take two more. We'll take Nate. Far right.
Cam, just your thoughts on the crowd in general tonight, pitching in Yankee Stadium, the postseason for the first time. What, you know, do you feel that when you're out on the mound?
Yeah, I mean, it's electric. Again, Yankee fans are very passionate. So, you know, it was very loud from the jump, and that's what they told me was going to happen. So, again, it was a great feeling, and I was able to kind of channel that energy and, you know, reach out. So they're definitely behind me today in the team. So, you know, it was a great feeling.
Okay, we're going to go far left in the back. Ed?
Cam, what was how'd you sleep last night, and was your bullpen such that you felt you were going to have this kind of performance?
Yeah, I mean, I think I got 96% recovery two nights ago, and then I got like 93 last night. So sometimes it takes me a little bit to fall asleep, but, you know, I was really comfortable, you know, last night going to bed and confident in myself and the team. So, you know, again, really good recovery, able to wake up and, you know, get ready to go.
All right, as I said, because of my duties, I spent the final moments of this memorable day in the clubhouse of one of the losing teams, and that would have been the Red Sox. So while I talked to plenty of people, I really thought, really to nobody's surprise, it was Garrett Crochet, who offered the most pointed analysis of what was obviously a dour scene in the Red Sox clubhouse. You lose, you end your season, that's what happens. But Crochet always comes through with, I think, that really honest, pointed, insightful comments. And that was no difference when he talked after this game, after this final game, after his first full year with the Red Sox. I always love talking to Garrett. I always love hearing what he had to say. And so that's why I wanted to give you that final interview of this podcast, Crochet. So listen, let's finish off with some pointed Garrett Crochet talk, but I just want to thank everybody for listening and helping motivate us each and every day to make Baseball Isn't Boring podcast the best it can absolutely be. I'll be off to Philadelphia now and then parts unknown. I don't know where I'm going to go after that. Who knows? But the excitement's just getting going because yes, we're here to educate, we're here to inform, offer insight, and of course, entertain. All right, here's Garrett Crochet.
And so abruptly, how tough is it, Evan, given how close this group was?
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, most of all, it's just awkward, man. You know, everyone's feeling better, but individually, there were a lot of good seasons that happened in this room. So, you know, that's praise that needs to be shared. But, you know, ultimately, as a group, we're all pretty bitter. I think most of us are going to be watching the World Series here in 3 weeks, you know, wishing it was us, thinking that it should have been us. But and ended the way it did, and ultimately we had a lot of young guys gather some really valuable experience.
Bregman mentioning that he wanted to kind of soak all this in and use it as motivation moving forward. Did you see that as well, and do you sense that from you?
Yeah, it's too early to feel that right now. You know, it's the season coming to an end when you don't expect it to. It kind of slaps you in the face, but yeah, I mean, I thought that early threw the ball great tonight, man. Some CNI singles, some balls that landed just where people weren't that, you know, you could say were mishit. I'd say they were mishit. You know, I feel like it was the biggest start of his life, and he looked great out there. You know, totally put up a zero in his postseason outing. I think that what we were asking a lot of some really young guys with, you know, little major league service time to compete in the postseason at a really high level and in a really hostile environment. Ultimately, they answered the call. You know, I've got a lot of belief that those guys are going to continue to contribute to the direction that this team's going.
So if the expectation had been, if the belief is that you could have made it to the World Series, like, what do you think did not allow that to happen?
You know, ultimately we ran into a tough team. You know, I'm sure that they have the same belief over there, and you know, they had a guy that threw the ball tonight that none of us had seen before, and you know, frankly, probably just had the best start of his life. I mean, it was electric from start to finish, and you know, in moments like that, when The guy's throwing four plus pitches right where he wants to. There's not a whole lot you can do, to be honest. You know, ultimately, they executed better than we did this series. That's all it is.
Talk about just that young core, and even with guys that aren't even here like Roman and Marcelo, like what does it just say about the future of the club, even though, you know, in the moment right now it stings? But
yeah, I think that I think it gives us a lot to look forward to. Sucks to say right now that, you know, we're looking forward, but ultimately that's our reality. So that's the only way that we're going to move. Right now it's, you know, kind of that so what next pitch mentality. And, you know, next pitch for us is in five months. So, you know, everybody in this room has a lot to reflect on and, you know, ultimately get to work.
When you reflect on the 2025 season, what are the first things that come to mind for the group and also for you personally?
Yeah. I mean, first season wearing the Red Sox uni, of many to come. You know, I felt like I grew a big attachment to the fan base, to the coaching staff and all my teammates here. You know, really enjoyed it and really wore the uniform with pride, and can't wait to do it again next year.
What could you have done out of the bullpen today?
Who's to say? Just because the situation never really arose and my name wasn't called, but just willing to do whatever it took. You know, I think that was the general theme coming into today. You know, for all 26 men, was whatever it takes. You know, I'll be that guy if you guys need me to. You know, Bayo was down there with me. We were all just willing to sacrifice everything if it meant the betterment for the team.
You mentioned some of the young guys making their first postseason appearances. You're one of those guys. What did you learn about yourself?
It wasn't my first postseason appearance.
Right, but it was first.
Yeah. I didn't learn anything I didn't already know, you know. You know, coming off the heels of a good year, I went into that game with confidence and just executed the best of my ability, just, you know, try to put the team in a position to win as best as possible, you know.
What is the significance of the team retaining Alex Bregman this offseason?
Yeah, I think that would be huge. And, you know, obviously he was a big boost to the team this year. I think everyone's got nothing but positive things to say about him as a teammate. You know, that's out of my control regardless of, you know, where he ends up. You know, I hope it's with us, but that's a guy that I'll root on for the rest of his career.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.